When the Obama Presidential Center opens this summer on the south side of Chicago, a major design element will come from an artist who grew up in East Lansing. We have more on artist Julie Maritou and her project at the Obama Center. Julie Maritou was born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, in 1970. When her father got a faculty position at Michigan State University in 1977, the family moved to East Lansing. And she says growing up in Michigan was formative for a budding artist. They often visited both Detroit and Chicago.
My experience and in terms of growing up between those two urban centers that were both focuses of my father's work at different times were important, but also just because culturally that's where we would go to see art, listen to music, go out to eat, things like that, or like those kind of urban experiences. That was where we would go.
The abstract painter is now based in New York City, and her large-scale works have been displayed all over the world. When the Obama White House hosted a reception for artists, Maritou met then-First Lady Michelle Obama. After work on a presidential library began, project curator Virginia Shore reached out to Maritou with the idea of creating an enormous window for the building. Tickled by the idea, Maritou faced a conundrum. She had never worked with glass.
I thought, yeah, that could be something, but can you also share with me other possibilities? Are there other places that that I could maybe make a proposal for? And she showed me a couple other possibilities, but those were more like what I normally do, which are large scale paintings sometimes. And somehow the idea of doing the glass really stayed, and she really encouraged it, which I'm really grateful for.
Installed last year, the window stands 83 feet high and 25 feet wide. The 35 painted glass panels adorn the north facade of the Obama Center, and while it's visible from the outside, unpainted sections will offer glimpses of the Chicago skyline from the inside. In a promotional video, President Barack Obama has high praise for Maritou's design.
Your concept is on point, and I think that it will end up being one of the most important aspects of the center and will end up being an iconic contribution to the South Side and the city of Chicago. So it's exciting.
When it came time to name the piece, Maritou says she wanted something that would resonate with world events. She considered the daily cycle of sunrise and sunset. The name she settled on, Uprising of the Sun, reflects the future she thinks that cycle can produce.
But also what's possible in that uprising and how, as sure as the sun rises, we continue on this project, and there's this, you know, that's a space that we constantly kind of occupy in an effort to evolve or shift.
While she has a global reputation as an artist, Julie Maritou agrees that her work at the Obama Center has the potential to be her most notable creation.
Plus, with the legacy of the president, President Obama, and Michelle Obama, and her legacy, these are all embedded in this project. And so for me, it's a great honor to be alongside this. And I think, yeah, in many ways, it's probably one of the most important pieces I will have the opportunity to make.
The Obama Presidential Center is scheduled to open to the public in June. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.